This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The funeral procession of former Mayor Kevin White began this morning at Parkman House next to the State House. It wound past the statue of White by Faneuil Hall, past his Beacon Hill home, and ended at St. Cecilia Church in the Back Bay.
In the first row of pews, Governor Deval Patrick, right next to Senator John Kerry and Mayor Tom Menino, who delivered the first eulogy for his late predecessor.
So much of what we love about our city began with him. He set a standard, and many of us are still trying to live up to it.
WBUR broadcast the two-hour service earlier today, and there were some wonderful moments. We're going to play a few of them for you right now.
Let's start with some heartfelt and at times quite funny remarks from former state treasurer Bob Crane. He was a longtime close friend of Mayor White, and Crane talked about White's competitive streak, saying he actually used to cheat at Trivial Pursuit by studying the cards in advance. Now, I don't know, is that necessarily cheating, Anthony?
I think that's part of the game.
But Crane also talked about White's reputation as the loner in love with the city. And he told a story about how White, despite his shyness, was also able to at least present the appearance of a Paul who was also a pal.
One day I went to meet him for lunch at his office on the top floor of Old City Hall down on School Street. He came out right on time. And as we were walking to lunch, a guy came running up to him and said, Mr. Mayor, I'm dying to see you. He says, we've been looking for you everywhere. He says, we beat the city council in the softball game last night, and they want a rematch next week. Will you be able to play with us? And, you know, Kevin was impressed. I don't know why he was impressed that they beat the city council, but he was impressed and said, I'd try to make it. And then he went on to say, I'm happy to report that I'm working on that project for you, and I've got it almost finished. It's gone through the council, and the BRA are in line. I will be back to you with a report in a few days. And Kevin said, good. The guy walked away, and I said, what was that all about, Kevin? He says, I have no idea. I said, who was the guy that you were talking to? He said, I never saw him before in my life.
Great moment.
This former state treasurer Bob Crane.
Mayor White's son Mark told a story about how one Christmas morning, White led the children out of the house onto Mount Vernon Street on Beacon Hill in their pajamas and presented them with a horse with a big red bow around its neck.
And around us, as cars slowed down to witness this insane scene, I looked up and stole a glance at both the horse and my mother. Both wearing shocked expressions on their faces. Looking at each other almost as if to say, what is this guy thinking? My father, however, had that knowing smile and confidence that all was going according to plan. And just like all of you have witnessed over the years, when my father would come up with what seemed at their conceptions to be equally disturbing ideas, absurd ideas, like Summer Thing, Faneuil Hall, the Tall Ships, James Brown's concert, the night of Martin Luther King's death, First Night, and so many others. Most of you had the same initial reactions that the horse and my mother had on that Christmas morning. Kevin, what are you thinking?
That's the late Mayor Kevin White's son, Mark.
You know, Meghna, it's interesting. You can really feel when you listen to these folks talking, his humanity really comes through.
Absolutely.
You know, let me read one thing from Chris Lydon, longtime Boston journalist, former host of The Connection right here on WBUR. He wrote this, Kevin White's vision of the world-class city was a wistful evocation of what this Boston-Cambridge core of New England has in fact become. The best big college town in the country, arguably the intellectual capital of the world, a tolerant and cosmopolitan old address with durable Brahmin and Irish inlaid veneers, an endlessly charged, stimulating place to live, Kevin White sort of city, in short, and still today a work of his fervid imagination. That from Christopher Lydon.
So appropriate. And actually on that point, let's finish with some remarks from Congressman Barney Frank, who actually began his career 34 years ago as an aide to Mayor White. And in his eulogy, Frank pointed out one perhaps mundane way in which Kevin White and then State Transportation Secretary Fred Salvucci helped shape Boston as we know it today.
We hear people, politicians, saying, I turned back the federal money. I don't know how many hundreds of millions, billions, perhaps, in 1969, Kevin White refused because he said they were not going to build Interstate 95 through the Jamaica Plain to the South End. They were not going to build the Inner Belt. People forget about the Inner Belt that was going to come across Cambridge and wipe out much of East Cambridge and across Storrow Drive and maybe across the Common and into the Fenway, across the Fenway, I guess. And Kevin White, extraordinarily, Fred, got a lot of us together, but it was the mayor who made that decision. And it was a decision, by the way, when Kevin White said no new highway construction through Boston, he was attacked by the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald. Now, I know criticizing the infallibility of editorials gets me in trouble from time to time. But Kevin stood up. Why does Interstate 95 go in a straight line from Florida to Canton and then hooks around and resumes a straight line from Peabody to Canada? And that's Interstate 95. And the answer is, the federal government said, well, okay, we won't give you the money, but we have to have something called Interstate 95. And Salvucci said, okay, you can have 128. But Kevin stood up and did that.
That's Congressman Barney Frank. And actually, Anthony, this story about stopping I-95 from plowing through the middle of Boston is kind of an amazing one. So Kevin White stopped highways but also built up the city. And in a place like Boston, where since, 1968, we've had three mayors?
That's right.
It just goes to show the impact that individuals have really had on the fabric and life of the city, and Kevin White is absolutely a case in point.
Absolutely. A big presence in the history of this city. Listeners, to see photos from the services today for Mayor White, you can go to WBUR.org. You can also tune in to All Things Considered in less than an hour later this afternoon for more coverage of today's funeral.
And coming up on Radio Boston, are there some violent criminals that are so beyond rehabilitation that they should be locked up for good in Massachusetts? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.